Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good night, good day. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM, with Prophetic Perspectives, and it is a glorious voting day in Zion. Praise the Lamb of God, people of America. It's time to vote. It's time to get out and choose and select your candidates, praise the Lamb of God, for the next 4 years. And I tell you today, it is a wonderful day here in the state of Michigan. Praise God, unprecedented record amount of voters are coming out in Detroit. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for each and every one of you that recognize the suffering. Praise the Lamb of God, the trials and tribulations, the deaths that have taken place. Praise God, hallelujah, just so that you can vote. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's time for us to stand up and be counted like never before. Make sure you cast your vote today. Don't be trifling. Don't be lazy. Don't think it does not count. Your vote counts today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know a lot of people want to even get religious and spiritual that God has nothing to do with the election and all of that. But the man that ruleth over the people, praise the Lamb of God, is God's man. God will, praise the Lamb of God, intervene, mediate, and do what he wants to do through whom the people put in office. They said that about, praise the Lamb of God, King Saul, praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord put King Saul in office, praise the Lamb of God, at the request of the people. People of God, I'm telling you today, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, I'm telling you today, you must vote, cast your vote in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah and amen. People, it is also 2 days from the gathering. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time for us to gather again at the Marriott Hotel in Southfield, Michigan. Praise the Lamb. And we are excited, up and at 'em, ready to charge for it, to see what God is going to do as he is restoring the prophetic priesthood. The priesthood of the believer, praise the Lamb of God, is being restored. Not just praying, praise the Lamb of God, but prophetic prayers. Not just, praise the Lamb of God, talking to God, but hearing God and moving by the voice of God. Hallelujah. As we minister unto the Lord and minister unto his people, God is going to do a mighty thing for us this week. Praise the Lamb of God. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Prophet Michael Shakespeare, PSM Live, is on the air. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're listening to my voice and you have not voted, you shouldn't be on this call. You should be out voting unless you're going to vote later on this afternoon. People of God, I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about all that's taking place. Praise the Lamb of God. OMG, if you only knew that you're set up for a miracle. You're set up for the blessing. You're set up for God to do something mighty in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. It is that time and that season in the kingdom of God, praise the Lamb, that God is moving mightily by his Spirit and causing things, praise God, hallelujah, to work on behalf of those, hallelujah, that love him and are the called according to his purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope you heard me. Praise the Lamb of God. He's causing those things, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to work on behalf of those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Aren't you glad that you are called? Aren't you glad that you are the elect? Aren't you glad that you are the predestined? Aren't you glad, hallelujah, that you have a seat in heavenly places? Aren't you glad? I told the Lord this morning, I was in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, and I looked up toward heaven and I smiled as I was thanking him, and I said, but most of all, thank you that my name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you understand that, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, there's benefits for your name being written in there. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory and honor, majesty and might, dominion and power, riches and more dominion be unto our God in his Christ. Hallelujah. People, I am excited about God. I guess you can hear it in my voice. Praise the Lamb of God. We have an exciting show for today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn is on a plane. Praise God, that should be landing in about another hour or so. Praise the Lamb of God, here in the beautiful city. Praise the Lamb of God, state of Michigan, city of Dearborn. Praise God, she's coming in for the gathering. They're starting to come in. First flight is about to land. Praise the Lamb of God. Many more are coming in after that. You should be making your way. Praise the Lamb of God, preparing yourself for the gathering. We're casual all day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Church attire, something of that nature in the evening, but I want you to be comfortable. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't overexert trying to get too fancy, dude it up. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't have to move into that bang. Praise the Lamb of God. But be there. Praise the Lamb of God in the place. 6:30. Praise the Lamb of God. Kicks in our intercessory prayer at 7 o'clock. praise the Lamb of God. Then we go forth into our session, praise God. Going to be prophecies, laying on of hands. Oh, my goodness, people of God, impartations, deliverances. Oh, God, I just can't wait to get into the mode that I love to be in, and that is the mode of doing God's will, ministering to his people on his behalf. Use me, Lord, hallelujah, in your service. Draw me nearer every day. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you, it's going to be exciting. Then Friday morning, we get up for morning glory. We break for a little breakfast. We come back for our class sessions. And then, that barbecue place, praise the Lamb of God. Everybody is talking about that barbecue place. That barbecue place, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's on the agenda. And then, praise the Lamb of God, there's another restaurant that they don't even know about that I want them to experience that serves shrimp and grits, praise the Lamb of God, greens, collard greens, mustard, cabbage greens, cha-cha. Some of y'all don't even know what that is. Cha-cha. All of the other trimmings, praise the Lamb of God, Cajun turkey wings, baked turkey wings. Oh, my goodness, meatloaf, short ribs of beef, all on the menu. I call it Hoppin' Jack, but it's really Hoppin' John's, I believe it is, one of them. Black Eyed Peas and rice, y'all know what that is. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to go there. They got peach cobbler that melt in your mouth. They got banana pudding that make you slap grandmama. People of God, we're going to enjoy again, praise the Lamb of God, this dynamic restaurant. Praise the Lamb of God, soul food to the bone. Praise the Lamb of God. The children and I go there most Sundays after service. Praise the Lamb of God. We're either at the barbecue spot or we're at this restaurant. Enjoy again, and we go in there, people of God. They've already set a special menu for us. OMG, we're going to dine sufficiently. The fast is over. Praise the Lamb of God. We're coming to receive now from God. Praise the Lamb of God. What God has for us, people of God, in this month, the 11th month of the year, the month of divine alignment, we are aligning ourselves with God. Praise the Lamb of God. We have fasted. We have given ourselves to prayer, and we're ready for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about all of you. I'm excited. Praise the Lamb of God that you're coming. We're going to have a wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God. We did our walkthrough with our sound people and all of that. It is going to be on and popping. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just missing one thing, and that is your presence. Praise the Lamb. So let's get in order for this wonderful and dynamic, praise the Lamb of God, a time that we're going to have there, Southfield, Michigan, at the Marriott Hotel. Oh, I know you're going to be there. I know you want to be there. I know you need to be there. You should be there. You got a right to be there. So get there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just get there, and you're going to say, my God, look at the glory of the Lord. All of us can't be lying about the power of the glory of God that overshadowed us on last year there, praise the Lamb of God, at the Marriott Hotel. All of us could not be out of our mind, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to how God moved in that place on our behalf. It was dynamic. It was wonderful. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of us there, one accord, one place. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, people of God. It's going down again. Praise the Lamb. And I want you to be a dynamic part of it. It's going down again, and I want you to be a part of it. Those of you that wasn't there last year, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's your time. There is limited seating. Praise the Lamb of God. So you definitely want to come there. Praise the Lamb of God. You definitely want to get there and be a part of this wonderful, 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 praise the Lamb of God, conference that's going to take place. Not just another conference, though. It is the one that you've been waiting for. It's the one where the anointing and the glory and the power of the God is going to rest on his people. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want you to experience it. I want you to experience it. But you can't experience it unless you come and be a part of it. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, then we have that woman of God on Saturday. Oh, my God, that woman of God, that woman of God, that woman of God, in the person of Prophetess Emily Kava, Apostle Prophetess Emily Kava. People of God, I have experienced this woman's words nearly every day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. She sends me a text message that's so spiritually on point, and sometimes I just holler when I see it. I haven't received it yet today. Praise the Lamb of God. Normally it comes almost during the show. And if she does not be on point, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What God is saying, people of God, I want you to experience the presence as we enter into the prophetic luncheon on Saturday. Saturday, the tickets right now are $15. That's all, people of God. Praise the Lamb. For a full course lunch, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you want to be there. Praise the Lamb of God. For a full course lunch, coffee, all of that, everything you want to drink is going to be there. No liquor, I'm sorry. Praise the Lamb of God, but it won't be no liquor. But the rest will be there for you. Praise God. The hotel has given us great favor. Praise God. And let me tell you something. Their food is good. Praise the Lord. We go there many times just for lunch. Praise the Lamb of God. And sit there. Sometimes I go by myself and just sit there and eat. Oh, my goodness. You just wait till you get there. Praise the Lamb, people of God. You're going to love this. $15. Go to PSMINTL. Pray and reserve your seat as we go into this prophetic feast. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. You want me to tell you something? I have never in my life received so much mail and so much, praise the Lamb of God, so many phone calls. I had 42 phone calls by 10 o'clock this morning from everybody, from Bill Clinton to Clint Eastwood, praise the Lamb of God, some other celebrities, praise the Lamb. I'm wondering, how did they get my number? Praise the Lamb. You know what? This technology is awesome. Praise God. They all have my phone number calling me. Praise God. And then not one of them say they was coming to the gathering. They all trying to influence me to vote. Praise God. How come I can't get their number is what I want to know. Praise God. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you something. Praise God. I want to tell you this, and then we're going to go in further to our show. But God cares, praise the Lamb of God, and God sees and he knows our hearts. Listen to the man of God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If our people really understood the cost of your salvation, praise the Lamb of God, the price of your salvation, praise the Lamb of God. Nothing else can compare to the cost of your salvation through Jesus Christ shedding his blood than the many people who shed their blood, praise the Lamb of God, who shed their blood so that you could have the right to vote, praise the Lamb of God, in America. Do not miss your opportunity, praise the Lamb, to vote today. Do not miss your opportunity to vote today. Don't you miss it. Praise the Lamb of God. It's your opportunity. It's a privilege that's been earned, that's been fought for. Praise the Lamb of God. And today is the day that you go out and cast your vote. Vote today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Vote today. Glory to God. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I told you all yesterday who I was voting for. Praise the Lamb of God. But I can't tell you who to vote for. My God, that's not my position. But I can tell you I'm voting for Barack Obama. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told you that on yesterday. And the purpose and the reason why I told you was because I know, praise the Lamb of God, 4 years ago, when that man came in office, I know the condition of America through the hands, praise the Lamb of God, of the Bush administration. I know when he walked into office, praise the Lamb of God, the cord had already been cut for the assassination of the middle class, praise the Lamb of God, to make two distinct, praise the Lamb of God, I'll say it in front of any politician, they can call me, we can talk about it, praise the Lamb of God. Two distinct classes, poor and rich, they carved out the middle man. Millions of people lost their homes. Nobody's reflecting back on that. Millions of people. Still, right here in this city of Detroit, there's 100,000 or better homes that's empty, that's vacant. Hallelujah. Because people lost their homes through the Bush administration approving all of those loans, refi after refi after refi through the roof with arms to them, praise the Lamb of God, that caused people not to be able to pay for their homes. Ricocheting, praise the Lamb of God, and what is more vital to a person than where they live? Ricocheting, you can drop off, you can do whatever you want to, praise the Lamb, but I'm going to tell the truth on this show. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And since I paid for this out of my pocket, I can do it. Praise the Lamb of God. This is not the opinion of Blog Radio, but it is mine. And I know what I'm talking about. Then, before Bush left out of office, days before, close to his departure, he gave trillions of dollars out, praise the Lamb of God, to loan agencies and what have you. You all know I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. With no discretion, no accountability, nothing. They didn't have to pay it back. Just gave the money out. And all of us remember they went and had a party and went on vacations and what have you. Now, when Obama comes into office to try to turn the ship around, all fingers are pointed at him and they're blaming him for this economy. It's not his fault, people of God. Don't be fooled. It's not his fault. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Okay, I said my piece now. I done said it. Let it go in record. So I have spoken, so it is written, so it is. I'm voting for Barack Obama. Hallelujah, Barack. That's my favorite song, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, and I'm not getting paid by his administration or anything, praise the Lamb of God. But I know, praise the Lamb of God, the condition. I know the homes that were lost. I remember holding people that lost their homes, praying for them, speaking hope into their lives, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All of people just losing their homes, shamed, embarrassed, furniture set out on the curb. I wish you had been here in Detroit to see it. How many piles of furniture and children's toys that they had to leave behind because all they had could do is load up their cars and go somewhere and abandon the place that they worked hard for, praise the Lamb of God. And some people stayed in those homes 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and they took those homes from them. Took them from them. It's not right, praise the Lamb of God. Now you want to give the power back to the people who did that. Oh, no. No, 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 no. No. My coffee too strong for that. I'm awake. I'm woke, praise the Lamb of God. My coffee is too strong for that, praise the Lamb of God. My coffee is. I will not be fooled again, praise the Lamb of God. People of God, wake up, smell the coffee, and know, praise the Lamb of God, that what I'm telling you all is truth today. Cast your vote, praise the Lamb of God. All right, let us go into our prayer mode now, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you all for listening and tuning in and staying with us, praise the Lamb of God. You notice I ain't said nothing about Pastor London today because I don't know where he is, praise the Lamb of God. He may be in a voting office, in a line, praise the Lamb. I don't know where he is today, praise God. I was with him until late last night, praise God, but I don't know where he is today, praise God, but we're praying for him that his day is blessed, praise God, he might jump on a little later, praise the Lamb, he is such a wonderful guy trying to help everybody he can, praise the Lamb of God, that's the kind of guy he is, he will go and run for everybody he can, praise the Lamb. All right, people of God, let's look to the Lord now. Praise the Lamb of God and seek God's face for direction, for guidance, for the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's look to the Lord for those that are sick and shut in, those that, hallelujah, without hope. I want you to know that God is able to do anything but fail you today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm asking those of you that's listening to my voice today to join in prayer with me today. Praise the Lamb of God as we seek God's face for others. All of my sons and daughters in ministry, don't think the prophet don't rise in the morning and when I go in prayer that I don't remember your names, praise the Lamb of God, that I don't call your names, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. I love you today. You're precious to me, praise God, hallelujah. You're precious to me, and I know God is doing a great thing in your life, hallelujah, and developing a ministry that's going to impact the neighborhoods, communities, and societies wherein you live and virtually impact the world. Prophet is praying for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's look to Jesus. Let's look to Jesus today. Hallelujah. Senseless killings. Hallelujah. Let's look to Jesus. We need him today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the day that you made. We bless you, Father, for this time we share, hallelujah, on this airway. It's by your grace, it's by your goodness, it's by your kindness, it's by your love, it's by your tender mercies and compassion that we're here. We didn't wake up this morning, Father, but you awaken us. You awaken our ears, you awaken our eyes, oh God. Hallelujah, our hearts and minds are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand, for in you we live, we move, and we have our being. Thank you today, Father, for another opportunity to call on your precious name, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, for another day, hallelujah, Father, that we can show forth your glory through our lives, Father. Thank you, Father, for hearing us in the past, for your great and awesome God that hears the prayers of your children. Oh, Father, today, hallelujah, forgive us. Hallelujah. If we have not reverenced your holiness in the way that we should, forgive us, Father, if we've sinned before you, we fell short. Hallelujah. If our hearts have not been right towards one another, forgive us, Father, if words have come out of our mouth that should not have came. We ask you in the name of Jesus to blot out our transgressions afresh. Hallelujah. And remove them from us. Cast it into the sea of forgiveness, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus today, look today, Father. We ask you, Father, to look on the sick and shut in. Oh, God, look on Keita's mother. I know you are able to touch, heal, and deliver today. Hallelujah. I know you are able, oh, God, to restore her body. Give her strength. Praise the Lamb of God. Remove that pain. Hallelujah, that's persistent. I know you are God that's able, Father. Look today, Father, on those that are at home, Father, suffering from all manner of diseases. Remember the young man, Howard, Father. Hallelujah. Remember him today. Touch his body, Father. Touch all of those that need the divine touch today, Father. Someone's not feeling well. Somebody's sugar is out of control. Somebody's blood pressure is up, Father. Hallelujah. But I know you're God. I know you can. I know you will. You've done it so many times, Father, and I know you can do it again. For every day, oh God, you make a new batch of mercy for us, a new batch of grace, a new batch of favor. Look on your children today, Father. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Look on us today, Father, and make a way out of no way for somebody. Bills are laid before them. Someone, oh God, don't know how they're going to make ends meet. Someone don't know how they're going to pay for school. Someone don't know, Father. Hallelujah. But we know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are a way maker. You are a provider. You are El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are El Shalom. You are God of peace. You are a God that's awesome in all your ways, Father. Please have mercy and look today, Father. Provide for your children, oh God. Many are weak in their spirits, oh God. Many are broken. Many, oh God, are losing hope. Many are slipping away, Father, falling and failing in their faith. But I know, God, you can strengthen our belief, oh God. So allow signs and wonders and miracles to burst forth in our lives, oh God. Let us see you fresh. Let us see you moving in a way, oh God, that's undeniable, that our God is real, that our God is alive, that our God sits in the heaven and he knows what's going on in the earth. Father, today we vote, oh God, but your man must be put in. Let your will prevail. Let your will prevail. Whatever your will is, Father, we say yes to the will of God today. Father, in the name of Jesus, you've seen injustice. Father, you've seen the plots. You've seen the conniving. You've seen the manipulations. In the name of Jesus, look today, Father. Bless today, Father. Move on behalf of your people. Show yourself mighty again to us, Lord. We need you. We need you. We can't do it without you, Father. You're our God. You're our King, Father. Hallelujah. And we look to you in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. Remember the gathering, Father. We need you, oh God. Hallelujah. Come again, Lord. Let heaven kiss the earth. Let the cloud of your glory descend, oh God, upon us. Move, God. Heal, deliver, set free, and restore us to our rightful places in you. Open our eyes through your word. Hallelujah. And through the teachings. Remember every speaker. Remember every instructor. Remember every delegate. Remember those that are traveling. Give them grace. Give them favor in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. And we say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
They've cried for their fathers. And how many fathers have cried like a son? This is the promise. And now every tear saved through the years in memory's fire. Because the fine wine you serve to the children of God, Father of the fatherless, come down and rescue us when we.
Praise the Lamb, people of God. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for praying with us today. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. No one can deny that. And his will prevail. Praise the Lamb of God. And his will prevail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for each of you today for being here with us. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I just want to talk to you just for a little while. Praise the Lamb of God again. We're praying for Pastor London. Hopefully all is well with him. Praise the Lord in this day. Hallelujah. But I just want to talk to you for a little while. Praise the Lamb of God. About the prophetic and politics. Praise God. Since this is an election day, let's talk about that just for a little while. Praise the Lamb. Some of you are so politically inclined, and this I know, you may be even more politically inclined than I am, praise the Lord, but I know, praise God, that the system is set of this world, praise the Lamb of God, to work against the system of God, praise the Lamb. And if it was not for our involvement in it, people of God, praise the Lamb, this machine, hallelujah, listen to me now, praise the Lamb of God, would do more havoc and devastation in our world and in our society than we could ever imagine. Praise the Lamb. The scripture, praise God, says, if it was not for the righteous, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, I believe in my soul, my sanctified soul, that if it was not for the righteous, praise the Lamb of God, that was doing their best to make sure that politics, praise God, that politicians, that the laws, praise the Lamb of God, that have been passed are set to bring, praise the Lamb of God, health and wholeness to our society and benefit us, praise God. I believe if it was not for that, praise the Lord, that many, many of us would be in devastation today, praise the Lamb. All throughout the Bible, praise God, I don't care where you look, there was always a prophetic person, praise the Lamb of God, that was in place to rise up and speak, praise the Lamb of God, when the kings became wicked. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people don't know this about the Bible, praise the Lord, but that's how prophets really were birthed. They were birthed in that season, praise the Lamb of God. When you talk about national prophets and what have you, praise the Lamb of God, they were birthed in the air of controversy. They were birthed because the kings, praise the Lamb of God, could not hear God because the kings went above that was established as right, as righteousness. Praise the Lamb of God. And you see that throughout the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Starting with the prophet Moses, praise the Lamb. You can start right there, and you will see, praise the Lamb of God, that the political system of Egypt worked against the people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. They were enslaved. They were in bondage there in Egypt. Praise the Lord. Therefore, God raised up a deliverer. He raised up a voice, praise the Lamb of God, that demanded, watch this now, that demanded reciprocity. He raised up a voice, praise the Lamb of God, that demanded freedom. He raised up a voice, praise the Lamb of God, that demanded liberty for the people of God that were in bondage. It was because of the system, praise the Lamb of God, this worldly system, and many times you'll see throughout, especially the Old Testament, you will see Egypt mentioned again as a place of bondage. Egypt mentioned again and again as a system, praise the Lamb of God, that was in total contrast to God, praise the Lamb. And so God brings Moses on the scene. And for what purpose does he bring Moses on the scene? He brings Moses on the scene so that Moses, praise the Lamb of God, can sound the alarm of deliverance. That Moses can sound the alarm on deliverance. That's why he raised Moses up. Praise God. But prophetic people, hallelujah, have to be in a place, praise God. I see you call. I'm going to open your mic in a second. Prophetic people have to be in a place, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to declare righteousness, to stand for righteousness. Praise the Lamb. And we cannot sit down on it. Through evil and systemic evil and wickedness will prevail. We got a caller that want to join us, hopefully. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Erico 504.
That's Sandra Norwood.
Hi, Sandra. How you doing?
I'm good. This is Portia's mom again.
Bless you. Bless you. I know you are, Sandra.
All right now. All right. Hey, first of all, hello to my favorite prophet.
Bless you. Bless you.
And this is the day. This is the day the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
has
indeed.
Made it for us.
And
amen.
And he shall tell us a lot today.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm trying to deal with this thing because a lot of people are in error when they look at, you know, the Bible. Praise God. They put on blindness and they don't read between the lines.
That's
of
right.
Why God does what he does. Praise the Lamb.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Well, you know, the controversy over him passing that right to marriage or gay marriage deal, that doesn't concern me because my beliefs concern me and my salvation concern me as it should be with others. At the end of the day, President Obama is our governing president. He is not our spiritual leader.
Truly. Truly.
I concur
100% with you, and I've had conversations concerning this, and my position is this. And I don't mind voicing, I don't mind nobody knowing, praise the Lamb of God. Number one, when you go back, praise the Lamb of God, to see when gay marriage and all of these rights, praise the Lamb of God, came forth, Obama was not in office.
That's
number
right.
one. Praise
That's
the
right.
Lamb of God. A lot of presidents stood up and said, such as George Bush stood up and said, that they were against gay marriage, but gay marriage still took place under their leadership.
That's right.
Silence is consent. You saying
That's
you're
right.
against it and not speaking out against it means that you're in favor of it or you just don't care. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. Plus, we know George Bush misquoted scriptures, all his whole tenure as the president. Every time he open his mouth about the Bible, he misquoted scripture and everything because he was not, you know, knowledgeable of the Word of God at all and was just doing it as a fanfare, praise the Lamb of God. The next thing is, praise God, abortion was already in place. Abortion
That's right.
has been in place for years and
That's right.
years and years. And now all of a sudden, Mick Romney's campaign and his office wants to use this against Obama when, in fact, praise the Lamb of God, Obama didn't cause none of this. My
right.
last position is this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I know I'm going to get in trouble, but it's all right, praise the Lamb of God, because trouble has always been, you know, at my doorstep, and I'm not.
You're doing the work of the Lord.
Yeah, I'm popular because of my stance normally. Praise the Lamb of God, even though a lot of people don't like my stance. But when it comes down to morality and spirituality, I'm just going to say, tell it like it is. The church is responsible for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of preachers and ministers who want to call these prayer rallies and all of this and want to stand up. I had this with several prominent pastors about gay rights. And I asked them, I said, well, you want to deal with this, praise the Lamb of God, with President Obama as though it's wrong, but you ain't saying nothing about all the gays that's in your church.
All right, make it plain now.
They sitting on your organs, they directing
all right.
your... Are they singing in your choir? They on your deacon board, your trustee board. I said, you know, and I'm not just talking about men, I'm talking about women too.
That's right.
And you
That's
know
right.
it. And you
That's
know
right.
it. You ain't setting nobody down.
That's right.
You ain't held no meeting in your church against them. How you gonna speak out against the president, and you won't speak out against the church, and you are the spiritual body? Judgment must begin first in the house of God. That's the next thing. The last thing about it is, as you said, President Obama is the president of all people in America.
That's right.
If they are homosexual, he is their president.
Praise the
Lamb of God. That's right, people of God.
That's right.
If he is the president, he's their president. He's supposed to look out for their rights. Watch this now. That the Republican Party gave them rights.
That's right.
The rights were approved under the Republican Party. Now they're pushing for gay marriage across the board. There's already gay marriages in various states. Obama's approval.
That's it. Well, you know what? And you can't stop prophecy of the word, because whether it be 50 years from now or 500 years from now or 5,000 years from now, we don't know if this is the beginning of end times when men will be lovers of themselves.
Yeah,
and that's one of the signs of the end times.
That's right. And turning from
and
the natural.
You can't stop it. Just like you couldn't stop, what was the guy named that, this is a shame too. The guy Judas, you couldn't stop him, okay, from turning Jesus over to the Pharisees.
This is true. Praise the Lamb of God.
You couldn't stop it because it was part of the prophecy that God had laid in place, and you can't stop these gays either. That's their choice. They'll answer for that one day between them and God.
Truly.
And there's no
stopping
big sin and little sin.
From having a ceremony that they want to be together until they die is not going to stop them from being homosexuals. You can stop
that
off. The problem is the sin. The problem is not a ceremony. The problem is the sin itself. How do you stop that?
You know what else? They're going to have a serial killer on death row, okay? And just before they, within the hour that they kill him, they will send a priest to him. He's still got spiritual rights. And
everyone has rights.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Everyone has.
And as horrific as his life has been, okay, if he can still have rights, certainly a homosexual could still have rights.
Truly. True. It's nothing but a blinder. Set odds against through the religious system. But nobody is talking about how this man is a Mormon and a part of which is a cult itself.
That's right. That's right.
Nobody's talking about
that.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
When
you look at Mormonism and all of that, then you have, come on. Praise the Lamb of God. Which one is worse?
More important. This is about politics, okay, and our Congress and our House of Representatives. And no one has talked about the fact that our Congress and our House of Representatives have failed the American people by being concerned about their selfish issues instead of the issues of this country.
Truly. It's all about money and greed. That's all it's about.
Money, greed, and racism.
That's all it's about. Money
That's
and
it.
Greed, praise the Lamb of God. And you can close your eyes to that, praise the
That's
Lamb
right.
of God, and allow yourself to just think on these other little other issues that does not concern, where you work, where you live, this, that, or another.
That's right. That's
You're
right.
going to wind up, praise the Lamb of God, in a back street somewhere, not knowing which way is up. Because plot, praise the, as I forestated at the beginning of this show, to assassinate the middle class went forth.
That's right.
And people
That's
of
right.
God, you better open your eyes and see it. Praise the
That's
Lamb
right.
of God. When President Obama came into office, these was his words. I'll never forget it. He said, "This ship has been heading in the wrong direction for many years. It's going to take time to turn it around."
Well, you know what, Prophet? You ever see that show where they remodel those homes? They fix them up. They buy these old properties and they fix them up, right? Or even say if it's a good property and they want to redo it, okay, from the inside out. They want to renovate it. Now, they talk about, in these shows, they talk about how much money they want to spend and what it is they expect, right? But along the course, they find that there's more trouble than what they realized in the beginning, and it's going to cost more money, okay? And yet, they continue on their path, and then they get this wonderful, beautiful home. That's what change is. Change is dealing with things that are no longer wanted and trying to go forth with a new vision. However, along the way, in the process of that change, there are some unforeseen things that need to be dealt with, okay? Say, for instance, if I want to remodel my living room, okay, and I put money aside for it, but the kitchen catch on fire, I have to deal with fixing the kitchen before I can remodel my living room. It's still on the agenda, but you have to deal with priorities first. And that's what change is all about. You have to prioritize the things that need to be changed first. And people need to quit whining about change taking too long. This was a horrific mess that he saved us from, a depression. They don't have a clue what a depression is. Maybe we should have been showing scenes from the 1920s when people were truly hungry and without work and starving from the depression, and what he has saved us from in trying to turn things around. You know, everybody wanted it quick, fast, and easy. This stuff got tore up in 8 years. It didn't get tore up in 4 years.
Truly. Truly. I understand, you know, when people, you know, talking about jobs, this, that, another, mm-hmm. and I understand that, but Obama didn't cause this, and they need
That's
to
right.
understand that.
That's right.
Praise the Lamb. There's more jobs now than it was when the ship first hit that iceberg. There are more jobs now. Praise
That's
the Lamb
right.
of God, and they need
well,
to look
know,
at.
In the state that I'm in, I've been out of work for 2 years. But I don't blame Obama for that, okay? I blame my governor for that when he decides not to take stimulus money to stimulate the economy in the state that I live in, and when he turns down health care money and you have to start closing hospitals and shutting down medical jobs because I work in the medical field. You know, when people purposely work against the president to make him look bad and don't care about how they hurt the people, they need to be put out of office. I resent the fact that these positions, the governors, the congressmen, they cannot be fired from them. They have to be voted out. I feel like if you can't do the job right with true, sincere concern for your constituents, then you need to be impeached. And they should have been speaking about impeachment somewhere in these 4 years for a lot of people.
You know, some people don't recognize this either, and that is the fact that there is right here in Detroit, praise the Lamb of God, there was such a infusement of finances that was given to the state and the city. $50 million was given in a lump sum to the city to fix up blighted communities and homes and what have you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my ministry owns, you know, several homes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to, me and my administrators and stuff, we went to every meeting because they was telling us all you got to do is fill out these papers, show your home, show your deeds, this, that, another, and proof of it, have a legitimate contractor to appraise and look at. I paid the contractors and everything to appraise the houses and to see how much they would cost. Y'all listen to this. To see how
mm-hmm.
much it would cost to fix those homes up right here in Detroit. See how much it was cost? And we submitted it and everything, and this is what happened behind the doors. Now, Obama gave the money, the government gave the money to them for these homes to fix up. This is what they came back. They came back and said, we're going to give you all the money, but for 5 years, all the rent and all the income that come from the homes that will be rented out, because people had lost their homes, so they wanted us to rent them out, all the money come back to us for 5 years.
Not a percentage, but all of it.
Not a percentage. Every penny
mm-hmm.
comes back to them for 5 years.
So
almost everybody in the room just stood up and walked out the door. just start walking out the door.
Well,
some people got up using profanity. This is not right. How in the world you're going to take our homes, our taxpayers' money has been given back to us in order to create a better community, and then you're going to give it to us on a loan contingency when it's our money and you become owner of the property for 5 years.
That should have been a some kind of petition sent back to the White House as to what was being done, because I bet you they were doing that illegally, okay? Just because people sit in high offices and do things and people don't challenge it because of their position, they think it's all legal. But everything these people do in these high offices are illegal. This is why we have the bank failures that we have now and the home failures that we had, because people were sitting in high places doing things illegal. And it should have been brought to somebody's attention that this was not correct. This didn't seem like anything that was helping. It seemed like something that was stealing, okay? Because then after 5 years and no telling how much money they'll put in to keep the properties up, after 5 years, if you don't keep the properties up, they ain't going to be worth nothing anyway.
That's
you don't
true.
Put money in to keep it up. So now they're the only ones who have benefited from it, and the other people would not benefit at all.
See, and this is what I'm saying. You know, I'm telling people that that during these types of depletion, disunion, during these the years and throughout even in the Bible when you saw the poor mistreated, read the book of Amos. That's how Amos came on the scene. God was displeased because the poor was sold for a pair of shoes. Read it, people of God.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I will read
the book of Amos.
Mm-hmm.
It's about injustice.
Mm-hmm.
It's about enslavement. It's about impoverishment. When all of this wealth God has given to the earth, God has given to the earth. I said it. I'm going to tell you this again. Be not deceived. A dollar has not left the planet.
A quarter has not
evaporated.
That's right.
A dime or nickel or penny has not left this earth. Where is the money?
You know what?
There
is enough money in the world for everyone to be a millionaire. Okay?
Everyone
in the world could be a millionaire. And what is wrong with socialism? It seems to me that socialism kind of lines up with the word of God.
That they don't want it, though. See, they don't want that because then they can't look down at nobody.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. God, you don't feel, some people don't feel good about themselves unless they feel like they're better than somebody else.
Truly.
Well, I'd like to see how that's going to work in heaven.
It's about an empowerment. They want to be, want to feel powerful. They want that money to make them feel that they're better and stronger, in a better position. And you have to look up to me, and I can control your life with the wealth that I have.
And, you know, I don't understand that. Because you know what? I enjoy people. I don't care what level they're on, above me, beneath me. I enjoy people and interacting with them and talking about them and encouraging them and them encouraging me and laughing together and sharing point of views together, whether they be the same point of view or a different point of view, but interacting with them and fellowshipping with them. There is no greater joy than truly loving your brother, okay? And I don't understand people who don't have that in them.
Wow. I'm telling you, it's crazy.
Yeah. You know, it's just, like you said, Obama said the ship was going the wrong way. And that things like that with that housing situation, and the ship was still going the wrong way when all the regulations was taken out of place. We got to put those regulations back in place. We cannot live in this country without government. Without government, this country will become an apartheid or a third world country. Because the people in power will only think about themselves. The government is to think about everyone as a whole. And it doesn't always do that until somebody says, wait a minute, pay attention, government. Things are wrong. But at least they have the government to go to. If we didn't have the government to go to, there's no telling what kind of place this would be.
Wow.
I mean, it's just terrible. And this thing with this global warming. Oh, and by the way, Staten Island, that was my hometown that got tore up like that.
My God, my God.
I still have one brother I haven't heard from, and they haven't been able to get in touch with him. They can't get over the area and stuff like that. So we're just praying and hoping, that's all.
Let me tell you something. If people really knew what went on behind the closed doors of government offices, if they really knew what's going on in the secret chambers, if they really knew the meetings about destiny, they would shake their head at the hearts of men.
Yeah.
How
that's
cold
right.
and dark and wicked they
that's
are.
Right. You
they
know,
will shake their heads at the heart of men.
The Bill of Rights was an awesome document, you know, that was written. And it had to be, God had to be in the writing of that, although he was using those people as venues because a lot of them was hypocrites as they wrote it, okay? God bless
truly.
Their soul, but they wrote it, okay? And I applaud them for putting it on paper, okay, even though it wasn't in their heart. But nonetheless, it was an awesome document. That when Obama first got elected president, we got that much closer to living the true words of that document. Now, because we got close, the evil rose up and got mad. And I told my students when I was teaching, I said, you know, racism is dying, but it ain't dead, okay? And the thing is that you ever see them old Godzilla movies where your Godzilla's laying there dead and then he gets up one more time and he don't get up all the way. He just raises his head and makes one more awful holler and then he drops dead. This is where we are with racism. It's making its last awful holler before it truly ends.
My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. You all forgive me, but my sister in the Lord, who I work very close with, Pastor Grayson McCoy, had surgery, praise the Lamb of God, for aneurysms on the brain.
Oh, goodness.
And it just let me know that our prayers have went up, and the doctors say that she came out with flying colors. It
is praise the Lord. God is good.
Lamb of God, that God has delivered her. And I know some of our people is going to spread that for us. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's
Pastor
right.
McCoy. Hallelujah. She won't be able to teach for us in our sessions at the gathering. She, because of this emergency surgery, they found an aneurysm on her brain that has to be removed. Praise the Lamb of God. And the doctors are saying that all is well. Praise the Lamb of
God. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, indeed.
See, that's pressure off my shoulders there. Y'all
that's
just don't. A woman for years on edge. Praise the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, and we don't
praise
want to lose
people right
anyone,
there.
And we don't want to lose the people we love.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise
that's
God.
It.
You know,
yes,
what
indeed.
You're saying, and I wish some others would join in the conversation. All you got to do is push one on your dial, and you can join in the conversation
right.
with
us. Yes, indeed.
Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we need to really understand that God has always, praise the Lamb of God, brought about prophets, praise the Lamb of God, and prophetess who would, that's why Deborah came on the scene, praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, indeed.
We must understand this, praise God. Why did it happen? Why was these wars that went on in the Bible and what have you was because of injustice, praise the Lamb of God. When
that's
wicked
right. That's
kings,
right.
even in
justice
Israel,
and greed. Yes,
right. When
yes,
wicked
yes.
kings rose up, God
that's
would
right.
send a prophet. That's what happened in the days of Elijah. How Elijah
right.
came on the scene. We don't even know where that man came from. Elijah the Tishbite. We don't know which road he stepped out of. Some believe he just descended out of the heavens.
Yes,
he just shows up prophesying, and he walks into the king's court of Ahab there in Samaria, which was
yes,
God's
indeed.
People. You got to remember this
that's
now.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
King Ahab was over God's people, him and Jezebel.
Can I share a testimony with you?
Sure.
You know, I told you I've been out of work for 2 years, but, you know, what I do know is that when I kept my eye on God, and he kept me, okay? And every time something came up, God was right there for me. And so my son was turning 21, right? And so me and my husband, we said, well, we have enough money to get him a present. And I said, yeah, well, you know, it's going to cut into our grocery money, but we'll make it work because this is a special birthday, okay? And that's how we are. We like to acknowledge the special times, okay? And so I said, but I don't even know if we can afford to get a cake or take him out to eat or nothing, but we're going to enjoy the day, okay? And we didn't complain and we didn't worry about it. And me and another friend, another lady friend, we have Bible study on our own on Friday nights. I go to church on Tuesday night for Bible study, but we do an additional Bible study on our own on Friday nights. And so I went to her house, and then she asked me to give her a ride, and I gave her a ride. She said, well, stop over here for a minute. And she went to the bank, and she went to the ATM machine, and I never told her it was my son's birthday. I never complained or anything like that. And she came back to the car, and she said, Sister Noah, what the Lord told me to give you this. It was $270.
Lord Jesus.
And you know, so not only did we had enough for the groceries, take him out to eat, get a cake, and pay some tithes and offering.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you want me to tell you something? If I start giving my testimonies of supernatural intervention of God in my life, oh, my
That's
goodness.
Right. That's
when
right.
I lived in Chicago, oh, my God. Even here in Detroit, God placed some dynamic people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. In my lowest ebb, when I did not have finances and things of this nature, people were placed in my life for seasons, boy. And I'm talking about that did some wonderful, wonderful things for my family, for my children. My children didn't lack nothing.
That's
nothing.
Right. That's
nothing
right.
whatsoever. They would just walk up to me and say, Reverend, you know, my wife and I decided we want to bless your family for Christmas. So just get all the list of your children, what they want, and then give it to us. And we're going to get everything.
Praise God.
And they did it.
He cares his people. Keep your eyes on him.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you.
That's right.
God will take care of his people. And he will provide for us. Praise the Lamb of God. But listen.
That's right.
Cannot be blind.
That's right.
You can't be blind at what God is doing. See, the thing about the people of God that I believe that troubles God is that we, our eyes closed. We are so blind to what really is, what really is and what's really happening. There has been no president ever walked in the White House that they have watched, that they have observed his steps. I mean, people of God, you need to open your eyes and see, why is so much pressure put on this man? Why?
That's right.
There's so much pressure put on this man. Would you look at his hair from the time
yes.
he went in office to now four
That's
years
right.
ago?
That's right. Yes, indeed.
Why is so much pressure? Why is so much scrutiny? Why so
right.
much controversy? His name is in the news every single day since
wow.
he's been in office.
Yeah, you know what? They missed the whole point.
They talk about the way he smiled at his wife
mm-hmm.
and
right.
if they hug or if they
yeah.
don't hug.
Yeah.
Just all.
Yeah.
Why is so much pressure on this man?
Because it's the devil coming against the will of God. God is in this because of the simple fact, if you look at it, first of all, his father is from Africa, black. His mother is from America, white, okay? And he has become president of the United States, rose to the highest office in a racial country, okay? Now, what God has done was brought this whole thing together from slavery, okay, to the freedom and equal justice to the black man and bringing a white man together with him, okay? Because at the same time, you can say I'm voting for a black man, but in all reality, I'm also voting for a white man. But it's their law with that 10% rule, which is not correct, okay, because he's 50% white and he's 50% black, okay? This is what God has brought the whole thing together. He has brought black and white together, America and Africa together, and we should be going forward from there. Instead, you have people who are openly saying we need to take the country back as if somebody from Afghanistan came and took the country.
Okay. My sweetheart, you know, you are really, really telling the truth today. Praise the Lamb of God. God did a wonderful thing, praise the Lamb of God, in Barack Obama. I don't think anybody can deny that, that when that man, praise the Lamb of God, he had to be made, mold, and brought forth. I mean, they couldn't find a toothpick in his life out of place.
That's right.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you know they haven't done that to Mitt Romney. They haven't looked all. There ain't nobody said whether he got high when he was young or nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I bet you, praise the Lamb of God, there's more skeletons in his closet than anybody want to look at. Praise the Lamb
That's
of
right.
God.
That's right.
I guarantee you that. But money covers a multitude
right.
of among the rich. Praise
That's
the
right.
Lamb of God. And I ain't crazy, you know. I know
That's
what
right.
somebody got millions and millions of dollars. Praise the
mm-hmm.
Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I'm not ignorant to that. Wait a minute.
Right.
We got another caller here. I want it. Come on.
Yes,
bring
indeed.
It on. 985 Eric Cole.
Good evening. Good afternoon. This is Elder Margie Scott. How are you?
I'm blessed today. How you doing, Margie?
I'm blessed today because I had an opportunity, as I said on the prayer line this morning, to pray God's will and then to vote God's vote. Because
All
right.
when he came in, if you remember that night, red started turning blue, and it was supernatural. And I didn't know anyone else, and I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, vote my will. And I said, yes, Lord. And he said, vote for Barack Obama. I said, well, who is he? And he said, he's my man, chosen for this season, for this time, to make an amends. Because somewhere in the scripture, prophet, and I know you can find it, I was looking for it before I came on, but it said that Africa was given as a sacrifice for Seba. He said, I'm now restoring Africa.
Oh, yeah, praise the Lamb of God. You're right. The Lord said, even Ethiopia cry out to me. Praise the Lamb of God. He's restored.
And that was all I could remember, and that was all I could say. And I've been telling the saints of God, we are to vote God's vote.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
And they didn't know
you all need to know this. The Lord told me, and I ain't going to call all these pastors and stuff names right here in the state of Michigan. The Lord told me, he said, Barack Obama is my man. He told me that. He said, son, as sure as I live, he is going in the White House. Now, a lot of people don't know this because I don't boast and brag about prophecies and stuff. I was in Chicago, Illinois, at Tri-Stone Baptist Church, full gospel church with Bishop Simon Gordon, and I was there. I was there for full gospel doing a presentation on behalf of Bishop Morton, and they were having a state meeting. Of a full gospel. Barack Obama comes in. He's the senator. I didn't know him from hat because I lived in Michigan. I don't know the senator all over the world. So, you know, he's the senator. And he comes in and sits down and what have you, him and his wife and kids and, you know, and him and Michelle. And I'm sitting there, but I do my presentation when it's all over. Bishop Gordon comes to me and introduces me to Barack. And Barack and I laugh about each other's names. And then Bishop Gordon said, well, I brought him to you, prophet, because I want you to pray for our senator. I said, you want me to pray for the senator? Now, this is a couple of years before election time. I ain't heard nothing about nobody named Barack Obama. He said, yeah, I want you to pray for him. So he told Barack, he said, I want Prophet Shakespeare to pray for you. He said, you want Prophet Shakespeare to pray for me? He said, well, he said, I thought his name was Michael. He said, he is a prophet. He said, you mean a prophet, prophet? He said, yes. He said, okay. And he lifted his hands, and I laid hands on his head, and I prayed for him, and immediately I saw Barack Obama sitting in Abraham Lincoln's chair on top of the White House.
Wow.
And the Lord spoke to me and said, tell him I have chosen him as the head of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and came upon him, and he almost fell. And I told him, I said, do you know what God is about to do with you? And he looked at me. I said, God has chosen you as the head of this nation. And you can call Bishop Simon Gordon today, and he'll tell you I told him that. And I didn't even know who the man was. I went home. I told my wife. She said, what's his name? I said, I can't remember. Baruchel or something. I couldn't even pronounce his name. And we were watching television one day, and it came across the screen. I said, that's the man right there that I laid hands on in Chicago. And I went to Texas, and it was a big controversy coming up to the election. And Bishop Rudolph, the white McKissick at Cornerstone Church in Fort Worth, sat there at that table and told me, he said, if you can tell me something about this election, I'll bring you into my church and you can prophesy to my church, prophet, and I'm going to bless you, put you in first class. I said, I'm dealing with a stacked deck. You don't want to do that with me. He said, I'm telling you, tell me something about the election. Barack has a slight chance of winning. I said, no, he don't. So he got a glorious chance of winning. He going to win. And he said, if he win, I promise you, I swear to God I'm going to do it. And the Lord told me, tell him that it's going to be a landslide victory and the whole world going to celebrate it. In February after the election, the pastor called me and put me on a plane, said, you got to come to my church. I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life. People of God, Barack Obama is God's man, and you all going to know it.
That's right.
You're going to know it tonight. Praise the Lamb. I promise you that. Holla, you got another caller. Lily is a political prophetess. Lily!
Good afternoon, prophet.
Don't be jumping on this show talking about nothing you don't know. Now tell me what's going on.
Me and my daughter actually just got back from canvassing neighborhoods, trying to get everybody out to vote for President Obama. But I just wanted to say that I had a vision before I knew who President Obama was. When I seen him speak at the Democratic National Convention, I didn't know who he was. When they said Barack Obama, I'm like, who is this person? I've never heard of this person. Why would they get an unknown to come out and speak? And this is a crucial time. When he stepped out on stage, I was just stunned. Like I couldn't move. And I listened to him talk, and I heard his speech, and I had a vision, of the White House. And I said, no, not this man. He's a nobody. There's no way. And I heard God said, yes, that's my man. And this was back in 2004. And this is what I tell people continuously, quit putting your mouth on the man, especially believers who have their issues with him. Quit putting your mouth on a man whom you don't know God is doing with. You may have problems with his policies or how he goes about. You may have had a problem with David. Look how he used King David. Look how he used several people in the Bible who had flaws, who were not perfect.
That's right. That's right. This is not,
and I tell people, look at the symbolism of what happened in 2008. Look at the symbolism of what happened in 2000, 2004, 2008. Look at what is going on in the Middle East, how all of that is shaping up. This is not, if you look at the season and understand the season that we are in, then you will understand that God is moving, his hand is moving. Look at how Sandy happened at the time of the election is
coming.
Right. We've never had this happen. As long as I've been living, 32 years, I've never known a storm to hit around the election to throw the whole thing off base. Look at the states that were hit the hardest, who the governors were. Just read God in all of this and stop putting your own assumptions and everything into it, and you'll see that President Obama is the man that God has placed in office and is the man that God is chosen to lead us in this time, in this season. You may not like what is going on, what he does. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with God has planned and for purpose.
Truly.
Oh, that's so true. That is so true.
That's true. You know, what you're saying is true. Praise
that's
the Lamb
right.
of God, and it's no doubt about it. You know, these type of catastrophic storms and things of this nature, people don't believe it. They tell me I'm crazy when I tell them because they don't believe the Bible. The Bible says that the hurricane, praise the Lamb of God, the whirlwind, praise the Lamb of God, comes out of the chambers of God and he charts out his courts. Now, everybody, most of the people on this show recognize last year, 2011, in August the 29th, my mother's birthday is documented on Facebook. I posted it. They mocked God right there in New York. They mocked God and they laughed. Because Obama said that it was an act of God, and they mocked God and said, what does God have to do with anything?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. I was on my face praying. The Lord said, they have mocked me on the East Coast. I got up, and before I could, once I released it on the page, somebody on the page told me, say, turn on your television to CNN. You
Ooh.
Are a prophet of God. When I turned it on, it came across the screen that they
wow.
mocked God. God mocked. That's what it said. And took a political rally on the East Coast. They were all of them was in there talking about that God had nothing to do with it. One of the commentators on CNN that they had a place, I can't remember his name, an old scrunchy-eyed guy who wear glasses, he sat there and talking about, well, politics and God ain't got nothing to do with it, blah, 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 blah. God said, they have mocked me. God said, because of this, it's right there. It's on my page, on Michael Shakespeare page. Just scroll down and you'll find it because I reposted it. God said, I'm visiting the East Coast, and they're going to be wailing and gashing of teeth. It's right
wow.
there.
Wow.
Right there.
Wow.
Descriptive of what God said he was going to do, and he did it in Sandy. I saw the way that the storms turned. They called it like the perfect storm.
Yes.
The way this storm, and then it quarreled and turned to meet each other and then came inland. Why did it come inland right there in New York where it took place at?
Well, I tell you this too, Prophet. It hit all the wealthy areas. Make you want to say,
That's because they was the ones in the room mocking God.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
That's what was in that room mocking God. The world.
30 seconds.
They did. And I did some work in Washington after Katrina, and they didn't have the sympathy for the South that they were supposed to have.
That's right. When Katrina hit,
God has allowed
people
them
all over didn't have the sympathy they should have had.
They didn't have the sympathy. And
That's right.
Now they're experiencing the same pain.
That's right.
And I just said, God have mercy. God have mercy.
My God.
30 seconds, I want to read this real quick. I'm sorry. I wrote this when Obama became president in 2008 and said, today we stepped on sin that enslaved us, stepped over a culture that oppressed us, put behind us pain from the civil rights movement, built a door to racism. To stand on a platform and show the world we can and we will lead a nation and heal a nation of all wounds. Today we are united. Today we are the United States of America.
My God. Wonderful. Well,
I have no doubt in my mind.
God. Hallelujah. Margie Scott, are you online?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure you were back because you had dropped off, and I saw you came back on, so I lit your mic back up. I just want to say this to these ladies also, praise God. When we look at the Bible, praise God, you know, when people think God does not care, and God has been orchestrating, demonstrating, intervening and mediating since Adam and has never stopped. Don't you ever think God does not have his eyes on the planet.
That's right.
Don't you ever feel that God does not have his eyes on his people, that God does not care. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, a lot of people don't know how God works. I want to show you something about God that a lot of people don't really consider. God will allow you to rise up to a state, praise the Lamb of God, that your relationship with him becomes that you are one of his anointed. Praise the Lamb of God. Or he will prepare a people. And then he will harden the hearts of another people to do that people wrong so that God will have the opportunity to move against the other people. Y'all, I hope y'all got that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. It's so true.
Now watch this. In Genesis, if you read the Abraham story, in Genesis, when you read the Abraham story, this is what God said to Abraham. The Bible says, and a great horror came over Abraham and darkness. And God spoke to him and told him and revealed to him that his people would go into Egypt for 400 years of bondage. And the Lord said, and then he would bring them out with a strong hand. He told Abraham about that, watch this, centuries before it happened, generations before it happened. Watch this. Then he said to him, and I will visit the Canaanites and will drive them out of their land. Out of the land, for the Canaanites will be in this land. The land that he was telling Abraham in, he was letting them know the Canaanites going to possess this. He said, but I'm going to drive them out of here. He said, because their sin is not full yet. He said, I'm going to destroy them, but their sin is not full yet. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, there's like a measuring cup in the balances.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God destroys. And when you fill it up, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God operates. And he has been watching the moves of the wealthy. He has been watching the moves and the way that they operate. And God, as sure as I live and stand before God, there's going to be a transference of wealth. Just watch that. Because of the wickedness of their heart, because of the decay of righteousness in them, because they have turned from the living God and they serve mammoth. And human life is cheap to them. And your eyes don't mind looking at suffering, sickness, disease, and death. And the only time you do something about it is when it make you look good.
Mm-hmm.
You on God's
You
are on God's hit list.
Because
you only care when it's going to make you look good. If you really cared about the poor, if you really cared about the downtrodden, and you a multi-billionaire, you would do something for the poor every day of the week.
Yes, indeed.
Instead of flaunting your wealth,
Donald Trump
gave a statement that he would give $5 million. President Obama released his records. $5 million to him is pocket change. I mean, that should be an insult to those who struggle every day to make ends meet or those who have a really deep care and compassion for those who struggle and are poor. For you to give $5 million to someone just to see some papers that's going to prove what? That he went to Harvard, that he graduated magna cum laude, $5 million, that you have $5 million to waste.
He didn't offer Romney $5 million, I bet you.
Right, $5 million. You know how much $5 million could go to help starving families?
That's right. That's right.
Help with the educational system, help with the infrastructure that we need so desperately? $5 million.
That's right.
What they do? They sit up there and they waste their money.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and
they're paying money to keep
racism
alive.
Mm-hmm.
They
just
that's
talk
it.
Around.
You know,
when I was praying about, you know,
wait a minute, Lily. We got your point. Now, who's speaking now? So the
this
public
is
world.
Margie.
Okay, Margie,
when
go
I
ahead.
I was praying about the election and praying about President Barack Obama. The Spirit of the Lord said, the way you pray to get him in, you're going to have to continue to pray while he's in.
That's
because
right.
many things will come up against him that he
That's
will
right.
be blindsided. And so all through, and I heard you saying earlier, Prophet, all the things that were going on, he did not do those things. He was trying to write them, but they put a roadblock and a hindrance. That's why my prayer is let God's righteousness reign and let him go in so that God can now do with him and through him what he intended in the first election.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm going to be like you, Prophet. I'm not taking it back. I prayed it this morning. I didn't even realize I had prayed it on the prayer line until one of the ladies, she said, everybody else is hedging around who they're praying for. You specifically spoke for him. I said, because God said, if we don't speak, our voices
right.
have power. And if we
Ooh-wee.
Don't speak it, he can't do it. But if we speak it, he will
That's right.
switch that election, and it will be who he wants it to be. So I
as
say
sure
that in all
God
of you.
Lives, of God. As sure as
the
Lord spoke to me while you all are speaking, and his presence is on me now, he has won.
All right. Praise the Lord. I receive that.
Y'all can shout. Now, he has won. Just watching.
Praise the Lord.
And it's not going to be through the House of Representative votes either. They ain't going to even get a chance. The numbers going to show. I prayed
right.
this morning early, and this was our prayer. I said, Lord, shake the people from their bed.
Yes, indeed.
Wake them up and stir their spirits to go vote. See,
yes,
it's the way we pray. Praise the Lamb. God cares about what we care about.
Yes,
that's
right.
Praise the Lamb of God. I care. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And God is going to do it. The Lord told me, he said, even if I didn't vote today, He would have won. He said, but let the record show that I did vote.
I voted a week ago. I was so serious
God
about God. I voted a week ago.
Hallelujah.
I've been telling him,
I said, he's going to win again. Well, oh, no, I said, he's going to win again. Y'all just watch.
Yes, indeed. to ad lib on what you folks were saying earlier, you know, whenever we had a first black person come in, whether it be being with Obama being the first black president, and God was not done, well, whenever we had a first black mayor, first black supervisor, first black athlete, whoever the first black was, they always excelled. And that's why, and it was recognized that they excelled. And that's why I knew Obama is not done, because it has to be recognized that he excelled, because when we do get in place, we always excel.
Praise God. That's true.
That's the way. We were always over-prepared because we had to be over-prepared.
My goodness gracious. You know, it's always, you know, even when I was working, when I was young, praise the Lamb of God, my father taught us, when you go in, you got to do better than anybody else.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the way
right.
I've always
work
worked.
Work harder, do better. Yep.
I've always been an overachiever.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When I worked in the factory, the rest of the guys didn't like me because they couldn't keep up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've always been an overachiever.
That's it. That's it. Yes, indeed. But
hallelujah.
I always said it. I said it. I believed it. I know it doesn't just come from me. President Obama will go down as the greatest president in history.
And
because
I was thinking
that
the other
accomplishments
day.
That he has
mm-hmm.
made and he's done in spite of the opposition that he's received in the House of Representatives and the Senate, even in his earlier, the first year, opposition from his own party and the climate that he had to deal with, and yet he's accomplished so much. I mean, if you really go down the list of his accomplishments, he's done
That's
more
right.
for the general population than just about any other president. You have presidents
right.
who've done one great thing, like President Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
JFK,
mm-hmm.
LBJ, but President Obama has so many great accomplishments under his belt. that he will come out as one of the greatest presidents on this nation. I have a feeling that there will be a new dollar bill with his face on it.
I'll receive that. And you know, what you call it? Oh, I'm sorry. I was so eager to say what I was going to say. I forgot. I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes, indeed.
My God, the Lord is awesome in what he's doing and how he's making a mark. Praise the Lamb of God to show forth. And people, God, it's not that Barack is so smart or anything of this nature, but when God is with you, he will breathe on your mind. He will quicken your spirit. He will cause your charisma to come forth. He will cause divine timing, like the storm,
right,
and everything else to work for you. All you have to do is trust God. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
I said to myself that time, y'all just don't know. I just said something to myself. When the Lord is with you, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. Hear me. He will breathe on your thoughts. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you will receive revelation knowledge. God will tell you how to do it, what to do.
That's
praise
right.
the Lamb of God. He will speak out of your tongue faster than your mind can conceive it. He will put you in the right place at the right time, kairos timing of God, in order for you, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to perform on a level supernatural. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I promise you God will do it, and this is what is happening with his hand. It ain't that he that smart. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay, all of his education, everything, it goes with it. Praise God. But when God breathes on your mind, people, God breathes on you. Nobody can do anything with you.
Ooh,
praise
Lord.
The Lamb of God. Nobody. Nobody.
50 years they've been trying to get health care for everybody. 50 years. All those presidents before him that tried to get it couldn't get it. But like you said, in God's timing.
But they haven't been trying to get it. They've been talking about it.
Right.
Because if they were trying to get it, we'll have it. Praise the Lamb of God.
Clinton did try. Clinton did try. Well, Hillary, his administration did try it, but it didn't come forward.
Well, because he put it in Hillary's hands instead of kept it in his own hands.
Truly. You have to come to a place of understanding that what God desires to be done, when he desires to be done, he'll hold it up for the perfect timing. For the right person, praise the Lamb of God, to come into play so it'll happen.
That's right.
Obama is not through yet. There's some other things that he has to
That's
accomplish
right.
that the rest of them won't do. They will not do.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And he's going to do it. Just watch and see. Praise the Lamb of God. Once he set it in motion, they're not going to be able to reverse it. That's what they're afraid of. That's why they try to. They said, man, if he do this, blah, 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 blah. They looking ahead.
We have
always had our daily bread in everything. But they have always looked ahead years ahead at where the market is going and what the trends are going to be. They have always looked ahead. And that is what have always kept them five steps ahead of us, because they constantly look ahead. But in the last days,
all right,
I'm going to pour out my spirit on my children. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they're going to prophesy about tomorrow. They're going to speak those things about tomorrow and what must be. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, and they're going to come into shape. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
And God has given us prophetic sight and prophetic voice. We just got to use it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Let me just take a little break. Hold on, ladies. Y'all stay right with me. But I want to just take a little break to say, don't miss the gathering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm making this plea to you all that's listening to my voice today. Praise God. If you can't come, Go to my PayPal site, PSMINTL.org. Make a donation. If you knew the people, praise the Lamb of God, that's asking, saying they want to come, but they don't have the money to come. Now, people of God, I wish I could just open the door. I didn't give out all my resources. I wish I can open the door and just say, everybody, just come on in for the conference, blah, 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 blah. But the hotel is not, they're not giving me it to me free. I promise you that. And everything that they're going to see has cost, has come out of my pocket. Praise the Lamb of God. From the T-shirts to all the materials, everything has come out of my pocket. I cannot pay for a whole conference out of my pocket. God ain't blessed me that way yet. Praise the Lamb. He just hasn't. I'm sorry. When he blessed me that way, it's going to be good, but he hasn't blessed me that way yet. But if you can, go register a person or reach at registering a person or just make a donation, praise the Lamb of God, to help us out. Our budget, praise the Lamb of God, which is really low when it comes down to conferences, is $20,000, praise God. Every musician, I'm telling you, the equipment that's going to be there, the sound equipment and everything is costing me money. Everything is costing money. It's nothing is free. Praise the luncheon is not free. Praise God. I need your help. If you can help, praise the Lamb of God. You said, Prophet, you've been here all year with us. You constantly pour into us. Praise. Now I'm asking for your help to be a blessing to others. Praise the Lamb of God and assist me in making sure this conference is taken care of. Go to my PayPal, PSMINTL.org, and make a donation. Praise the Lamb of God. I will certainly appreciate it from the depths of my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. I will appreciate that donation towards the gathering today. Some of you can do it. Some of you can give $100. Some of you can give $500. There's even some of you that could give $1,000 and it wouldn't really hurt you. Praise the Lamb of God. Help somebody else to go. Praise the Lamb of God. We have young people. I exhausted all that money so the young people can come, the college age and this, that, and another. If I had some more money, I could let them into the luncheon. Praise the Lamb of God. It's only $15. It's unheard of. Every breakfast, lunch, or dinner I have been at any conference starts at around $40. Praise the Lamb of God. And has went all the way up to $100. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb. $15. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sponsor some people today if you can. Hallelujah. So that these college age and young people can come and enjoy, receive prophetic insight and a prophetic word at this prophetic feast that's going to be on Saturday. Help me help somebody else. Help me help somebody else. That's all I'm asking you to do. It's my anniversary. If you want to give me an anniversary donation, I'll use it for that. Praise the Lamb of God. My ministry anniversary is of 37 years. I'm not having a celebration at my church or anything. The conference is my celebration. Praise the Lamb of God. I give back to God at my anniversary. I ain't asked a member of my church for a dollar. There is nobody that's set to say we're giving pastor $100 apiece. No one has come to the mic or anything of that nature. No plans have been made. I am not that kind of man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But today, this week, you want to say, we salute you, prophet. We love you, prophet. Help me to help somebody else with this conference, and I will be deeply appreciative to you. Praise the Lamb of God. PSMINTL.org. Praise God. Our conference is set to start Thursday evening at the Marriott Hotel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have Pastor Brown is coming as our sermonic lecturer. Praise the Lamb. He's going to come and he's going to address us in prophetic protocol. We must have order. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the first thing that's going to happen. And then, praise the Lamb of God, I'm coming behind that, you know, after some of music and some intense praying and stuff. Then we're going to enter into prophetic mode. I'm coming. Praise the Lamb of God behind that. Then Friday morning is our morning glory. We're coming in for prayer. Praise the Lamb. I'm going to speak into the lives of the people again. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we're going to break for, breakfast, little brunch breakfast. And then we're going to come back and enter into our class mode. Praise the Lamb of God. There's 12 classes that can be taken. Praise the Lamb of God during this time period. Then we're going to break, and we're going to have several hours, praise the Lamb of God, to go on break between, praise the Lamb of God, our breakout and the evening. I'm giving you the agenda. And the evening session that starts again at 6:30 on Friday night, praise the Lamb of God. Then, people of God, that's going to be our barbecue, going to the barbecue restaurant, all that kind of stuff, those that would like to go. And then those that want to go over to enjoy again to the restaurant, we're going to have a wonderful time. Praise the Lamb of God. Then at Saturday morning, well, Friday night, Bishop DeVay Myatt is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to talk to us about prophetic order at the altar, which is, praise the Lamb of God, how to take the move of God to the next level with control at the altar so that God can move in a mighty way. That's going to be powerful for those of us that want to see God really move and release. I'm just waiting on that Friday night. Then I'm coming Friday night again, praise the Lamb of God, unless the Lord see otherwise, and I put Prophetess Apostle Carver up. Then Saturday in the luncheon, Apostle Carver is coming. Praise the Lamb of God. She is going to do the prophetic feast, and whatever orders she give, we're going to have a prophetic time to close it out on a high. I need you there. I want you there. I need your help. I need your assistance. I need it all. Help me help somebody. Help me help somebody. Be a blessing. Go to psmintl.org and make that donation today. Prophet Shakespeare will be eternally grateful if you would do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Again, it's my 37th ministry anniversary. Praise the Lamb of God. Second Sunday in November. Praise God. You want to bless the prophet, bless the man of God so I can be a blessing. Help these young people go. Praise the Lamb of God to the luncheon. Buy them donate T-shirts to them for the prophetic conference. Yes, we got T-shirts and stuff for the prophetic conference. Praise God. Angel driving me crazy about them right now. Praise the Lord in texting me. I love you, people of God. I love you. 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 No one can deny that. I love you. Praise God. Now, our discussion today, praise, I see you, Lele, you dropped. Praise the Lamb of God. Your mic is hot again, Lele. Our discussion today has been about the prophetic and politics. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophetic and politics. Many believers are ignorant to the fact that God deals in the political arena. Do not think he doesn't. Praise the Lamb of God. God is there. There is nowhere that his voice is not heard. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Always understand that, people of God. Don't you ever count God out. Don't you ever think because they're getting by that they're getting away. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God has a policy called reciprocity. God has a policy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Sow a man, so shall he reap. God has already established that. Praise the Lamb. Do wicked and see no wickedness follow you. Do evil, see no evil follow you. Sow seeds of discord and see how much confusion be in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You plant the seed, you will eat from that tree. God will cause it to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. There's not a man that has went down in the grave, hallelujah, that God does not know his name and that God does not have a judgment day arranged for him. Praise the Lamb of God. all of us will come before the judge.
That's right.
I promise you this, people of God, hallelujah, that when the trumpet sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first, praise the Lamb of God, and we'll be caught up with him in the air, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. When he come on the clouds, praise the Lamb, we will be with him in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, praise the Lamb. There will be a judgment of the wicked dead. The Bible tells us this plainly. Hallelujah. You can say it any, you can try to mismatch it. God too kind to do this. Ain't nowhere in the Bible that tells you that God is too kind to kill anybody. He has killed nations. He destroyed Egypt, didn't he? He destroyed Egypt. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He has destroyed nations, the Amalekites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Canaanites. He destroyed them all for Israel, for his people, for their wickedness. Do you believe he flooded the world in Noah's day? God is a judge, praise the Lamb of God. Don't you ever think that God will not take you out, praise the Lamb of God. Don't you ever think that God does not see. Don't you ever think if he made it rain for 40 days and 40 nights and flooded the whole globe, don't you think he can't bring a hurricane? Don't you think he can't send a tornado? Don't you think he can't send an ice storm? Don't you think that he can't drop the thermostat, praise the Lamb of God, so low that it'll get so cold that men will freeze in their tracks? Don't you think God can't do it, praise the Lamb of God? Because then you challenge the Almighty to prove that he is God. God does not have to prove himself. Nature declares his handiwork. Look at the trees. Look at nature, at the clouds in the sky. Look at the beauty of the leaves that's falling from the trees. Look at the purity of the snow, the water that's in bottles that you drink that flood from your faucets. Look at the great mass oceans and seas, and you never went down there and threw food in to feed anybody, to feed the whales and the porpoise, the sharks and the goldfish, but yet all of them live without your help. Don't you ever think God is not around. Go to the vast plain lands and see the forests and trees. Nobody water one of them, and yet they grow and live longer than any man on the planet. Don't you think God is asleep? Praise the Lamb of God. Don't you think God is not working in nature? The insects, from the tiniest ant, praise the Lamb of God, to the greatest eagle that flies in the air, God feeds each and every one of them. He has caused the cycles of life to be the way they are. Look at a watermelon and count its stripes. Go get another one and count it. I promise you they're equal. The lines in a banana. Go get them. Praise the Lamb of God. And you'll see God. Open your eyes. In this election, you will see God. He sits high, grandmama says, and he looks low. He knows the deep secrets of every man's heart and the contents of every man's mind. He is God. He is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He will be served, but he will not be made a mockery. Vote today, people of God. If you have not voted, when this show is over, put on your dancing clothes and go and let your name go down in history. The greatest election, praise the Lamb of God, historical election is going forth. Let it be written. When somebody crack open the book 100 years from now, let your name be on the roll that I voted. Praise the Lamb of God. Let your grandchildren know you voted. Your great-grandchildren know you voted. Praise the Lamb of God. When Barack Obama went in office, when he was reelected, let them know that you voted. For as sure as God lives, he's God's man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right,
hallelujah.
I've said enough. Hallelujah. Is there anyone need a closing remark? Praise, let me start at the 504 area code. Hallelujah. Anything you would like to say? 985 area code.
Yes, sir, there is something I'd like to say. I'd
right,
like to encourage.
Margie.
That's Margie. I would like to encourage everyone to not only vote, but pray. Pray standing in the line that God's hand moves upon the secret ballot that is being placed. No one sees you but the angels and the Lord. Ask him to surround you because there's been some tension at the poll lines in our area. So just pray. Don't answer anybody. Don't speak. If people that are listening, when you go to your polls, don't worry about what they're saying. You know what God has told you to do. And so we just pray in line as men and women of God. And the power of prayer will subdue the enemy.
My goodness gracious, y'all heard that? Lily?
I just want to say, fear not, spare not, for God has it all in his hand. Don't listen to the naysayers. Focus on what God is doing. Stay in his, just obey his voice, obey his will, and all will be okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sister Norwood, are you gone?
I'm still here. I would like to say just know that the will of God will be done.
That's all
just
you got
be confident
to...
in it. That's all I got to say. Just be confident in the will of God.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I tell you this, people of God, our God is an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
People of God, please, please know that God is still in control. Praise the Lamb of God. That God is in control. And you're going to see the mighty workings of God. Hallelujah. Many of us, God has already pronounced by this time next year. If God can look and pronounce on your life, looking at just a year ahead and saying, by this time next year, your life will not be the same. If God... Praise the Lamb of God, can speak a prophetic word in your life through a man or a woman. Praise the Lamb of God, and it has come to pass. Surely know that God is speaking concerning this election. Praise the Lamb. But God will let men spend all their money, create jobs, spending their money, trying to get votes and everything just to let them lose. Watch God do it. Just watch. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Just watch God do it. God is not asleep, and surely God is not dead. Oh, my goodness, what a grand day is going to be. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you people, God. It's just about time for us to get out of here. Praise the Lamb. It's been an awesome show, awesome show. We'll be back on tomorrow. Listen to me. Pray for Pastor London. It's not like him not to contact me at all. He has not texted me or anything. Pray for him that all is well with him. Pray for Jocelyn's safe arrival. She should be just about getting her luggage now, praise the Lamb of God, from the airlines and preparing to drive this way. She rented a car preparing to drive this way, praise the Lamb of God, to the hotel. So, and pray for those that's traveling this week. Pray for the cloud to move, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to try to do something. I'm going to try to upload some stuff onto the show for those of you who are not attending. Praise the Lamb of God. I even have an opportunity, look like, to do some streaming. Praise the Lamb of God. I scream enough, right? Some streaming, praise God, so that those of you who don't attend will be able, praise the Lamb of God, to get some portions of the gathering. Praise the Lamb. It's going to be off the chain. Praise the Lamb of God. Margie, you guys, I'll see you at the gathering. Talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm excited about your future. I love you. I bless you. And more than that, so does God, and he's making your life brand new. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye. Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm and sadness, those days are over.